with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, actor Chad Michael Murray. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
I'm living the dream, brother. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. Where are we speaking to you from? You here in L.A. at the moment?
Yeah, currently you're actually speaking to me from my bedroom. The kids are in the office. It is school time.
Oh.
So, alas, dad's been kicked to the bedroom. But, man, it's okay. I get to represent the Bills here. I'm a little lamp.
Oh, look at that. I see that little lamp. Wait, are you from Buffalo originally?
Yeah, born and raised, diehard.
Okay, good for you. I've been to Buffalo, great town, nice people. The wings get a lot of love, but I always talk about the sandwich there. The beef on weck?
Beef on weck.
That's a hell of a sandwich.
Hell of a sandwich.
Underrated. Don't I tell you guys about that sandwich?
That sandwich actually does get a lot of shout-outs.
Gets a lot of shout-outs. When people talk about the wings, I'm like, yo, the beef on weck is next level.
I've never had it, but I want to now.
Telling you. Am I right?
You got it. But dip it in the au jus, have a little loganberry and a couple wings, and you're good to go. You've done Buffalo right.
See? I've done Buffalo right.
By the way, my son, he'll probably barge in because he was so excited, to be honest. Like, this is probably the happiest he's ever been for me to go to work because I'm talking to Mario.
Oh, is that right?
Super Mario. And he is. And by the way, you are Superman. You're everywhere. It's incredible.
Thanks,
told him,
brother.
I'm talking to the real Super Mario.
Tell him to come say hi. I'd love to right? See you right there. That's great. Well, you got a lot going on, Chad. Let's start with the movie Fortress. Bruce Willis, Jesse Metcalf. What is this one all about?
Fortress. Basically, Balzari, my character, Frederick Balzari, has been undermined by an old friend of his, good old Bruce. And Bruce locks himself down in the fortress, and it's an impenetrable facility where hundreds upon hundreds of millions of dollars are kept in secret. And, you know, we got to get in. Well, my guy's got to get in, got to get out, get my money.
And are you a bad guy in this? Is that
yeah, I don't want to ruin it for you. But yeah, I'm just going to be honest with you. The tables have turned. I'm the bad guy. Get excited because I go full Balzari, as we used to call it.
I love it. What's the secret to playing a villain?
What's that?
What's the secret to playing a villain? How'd you approach it?
Picture every person that you haven't gotten along with in life and just grab a little trait from this person, a little trait from this person, a little trait from this person, send them love back in return and bring it all to screen. It was fun, man. It's no holds bar. I love... To be completely honest with you, I'm a much better character actor than I am a leading man. I laugh about the leading man stuff when you go up and you kind of do the romance and stuff. I get more uncomfortable doing that. But when it's just complete and utter mayhem, I feel so much more comfortable in that zone. And that's what Balzari was in this film, is I got to just pull the ripcord and go.
Imagine a lot of fun to play right there. Good for you, Matt. And on the flip side, you also got a Christmas film. Angel Falls Christmas. I'm assuming more of a rom-com.
Oh yeah, man. We're there together, man. You got one. I think we're going head to head here. Or yours actually was just this weekend.
Mine was this past weekend. So yours on Lifetime. We're all part of It's a Wonderful Lifetime.
That's right, man. It's a Wonderful Lifetime. Congrats to you.
Thank
I saw
you.
Yours all over town. I was stoked for you, man. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
And so ours comes out this Saturday, Lifetime as well. And then I think on Thursday, I play Ted Bundy, and that comes out on Hulu.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's diverse right
if you
there.
You need a weekend. You've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you'll see all different sides of me. And I mean all different sides of me.
Big week.
Yeah. It's been a crazy, busy pandemic.
Yeah. No, I feel you. Well, as far as Angel Falls Christmas, what's the premise there?
Angel Falls Christmas. Let's see. I play Kevin, and
who's a bad guy, obviously.
Kevin's a cool guy, and he's trying to shut down Christmas. And it's a town called Whoville. Now, he's got a toy store that's on the brink of disaster. He's struggling with the bills. He's your true kind of. He loves the hobby, but the hobby isn't getting much love in return. And Danielle, an incredibly witty, smart, intelligent woman, comes walking in the door and changes his entire life. And so he makes a commitment to her to help restore the holiday train and get Christmas festive and ready to go.
A woman will do that.
Wait, that they will. You should see my or Clark Griswold in there. And the rest
I bet. You mentioned your son. How many kids you got, Chad?
Two.
Two. How old are they?
A 6-year-old boy and 4-year-old girl.
Oh, one of each. Nice. Perfect.
What about you?
I got three. I got a girl and two boys. So yeah, it's pretty.
A girl and two boys.
A girl and two boys. Yeah, exactly.
Did the boys beat up on each other?
Oh yeah, all the time. That's why I got them in wrestling, jiu-jitsu. They're doing everything, and so
that's what we're doing.
Nice.
And yet my girl is kicking booty in jiu-jitsu because she's so used to fighting our son at home.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
She's kicking butt. But what do you think about going from 2 to 3?
My third one happens to be a little bit of a maniac. He's the toughest one. It's you're outmanned, right? You got to switch to zone. But yeah. The older ones start to help out. It's not as bad as you would think. Yeah. So it's pretty. Are you thinking about going, keeping it going?
I mean, if we could, we would have, 20 kids. We love children, but we're so parent, like we're just there. We're on it full time. They go everywhere with us. Everywhere I go, they go. We travel as a pack. So, that's not only an extra plane ticket, that's an extra, hour work and schoolwork. And you want to make sure that they get all the parenting that they need. So we don't want to divide ourselves too thin, but we're thinking about it. We're debating on the 2 to 3, and it's a mixed, we're getting mixed signals. Some people are like, dude, go to 3. It's easy. It's like, riding a bike. And other people are like, don't do it.
No. Don't. You're young and you have energy though. So if you're going to do it, this is the time. You got one of each though. So you're blessed right there.
Yes, sir.
What are the kids asking for this year?
Well, like every boy, games and more video games and more video games, which we, we only allow them to play it once a week on Sundays, because dad's watching football. And so,
there you go.
But it's funny. Our kids actually ask for joy and happiness. They're good like that.
Deep.
It's really, they do. I know. So they go that direction. My daughter, she wanted this. She fell in love with this Kirby pillow. Remember Kirby?
Yeah,
when we were kids?
I remember Kirby.
Kirby's making a comeback, and she really wanted this Kirby pillow and, all the doodads the kids want. What about you?
Yeah.
What about yours?
My daughter wants a trampoline.
Whoa.
Like a full-on trampoline. And then my son wants these particular Nerf guns. They make these Nerf guns now like... Dude, they're next
crazy.
Level. They got like the
Nerf actually, I don't know if Nerf makes like a battle vehicle.
Yeah, I know. It's
well.
Great. The Nerf stuff is out of control.
Stuff.
Your son's a little bit young, but once he gets, you're going to see the Nerf stuff's out of control.
We did the Nerf last year and we would do like family wars. But the one that's got like the.
the little chamber.
It jams every 5 seconds.
It does.
So,
And you lose the damn little Nerf.
So that's not your weapon of choice during these battles.
Yeah.
No. I'm the single shot sniper.
That's great, man. Well, hey, congratulations on everything, and big week. We'll get to check you out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Meanwhile, watch Fortress and Angels Falls Christmas out now. Chad, thanks for checking in.
Absolutely, man. Have a blessed one, Mario. It was so good to talk to you.
You too, buddy. Take care.
All right. Bless. Cheers.
On with Mario Lopez.